Imports from Britain slumped by 65% in January, according to the CSO, in what is the first concrete sign of Brexit's impact on trade. At the same time, exports to Britain fell by 14%. There are some complicating factors to the figures. Many firms may have stockpiled goods ahead of the Brexit deadline, while there are more challenges facing trading firms ahead. Carol Lynch, partner in BDO's Customs and International Trade Services Department, joins me to talk through some of that. Firstly, Carol, on those January figures, do we know how much was due to Brexit and how much was simply due to stockpiling?
Hi, Adam. No, we can't tell the difference in terms of breaking down what is stockpiling and what is related to customs requirements, for example, or fear of customs requirements, or Brexit or COVID. So it's not possible to break it down between each of the different elements. All we really know is that there has been a two-thirds reduction in imports over January, from January last year, which is, you know, which is obviously very substantial, and you would have expected some reduction, but that does seem very, very high.
There are still a lot of question marks around the rules for trading across the Irish Sea, even now 2.5 months on. What have traders who are still importing, exporting, what have they been doing in the past 2.5 months to try and manage that?
Really working on the operational side of things and trying to get familiar with the actual customs procedures. So while people may have, and a lot of people did prepare, particularly in Ireland last year, for customs requirements, it's quite different when you're actually having to comply with the law on a day-by-day basis and tie that in with your haulage requirements. So there's been a lot of work in pulling together the documentation, in giving advance notification to customs. That's probably one of the biggest issues that you have to, say, for example, for food products, give 24 hours notice of import, which does impact the supply chain quite significantly. You have to have funds in your customs accounts. That's certainly been a delaying issue where people haven't had enough funds to pay the customs duty. You need to make sure that you have things like tariff classifications correct. That has certainly caused a lot of holdups where they have been incorrect. So really getting to grips with the day-to-day operational requirements of lodging customs declarations, giving advance notice to the Revenue or the Department of Agriculture, and having all the details correct has taken some time.
Now, there are maybe two challenges on the horizon here. First, firms that did stockpile, they're probably starting to run out of the reserves and maybe having to now look at importing again and facing all of those challenges. We also have new rules coming into force from April. So do we potentially have a lot more problems at customs crossings in the next few weeks?
Yes. What we would have seen is that a lot of companies didn't import in January and February while they waited for things to settle down, and they had stockpiles that they could work off so they weren't under pressure. Those reserves are now running out, and we're certainly seeing companies starting to prepare to import in March and in April. And as a result, there's a lot of people coming now into the customs net again who haven't imported over January and February and who will be facing these issues for the first time. So they really need to learn from the January-February experience and ensure that they have the processes in place, get the procedures in place, ensure they understand the classifications, you know, the TANs, the VAT, etc., and really plan that out. And in terms of April, we have new rules coming in for composite products, which are being imported into Ireland, well, into the EU. So there's new health cert requirements for composite products, which are quite complicated. And again, people who are importing in the food industry need to really completely understand those requirements, because certainly over January and February, a lot of the products that were being held at customs were held due to incorrect health certs.
So a lot more challenges ahead for companies involved in importing and exporting. Carol Lynch, partner at BDO's Customs and International Trade Services Department, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. For now, though, it's back to you, Anya.